Let's say an initial spark, or kind of hot coal, did manage to get you started. Why didn't you keep going? Why didn't the power of activity, of getting started, of breaking a sweat, fuel the motivation you needed to keep going? Your process may have been at fault. Following a process that doesn't yield short-term results, much less long-term results, is incredibly demotivating. We'll talk about that in upcoming chapters. But you also may have fallen prey to the myth of focus, which says that the only way to be a high achiever is to regularly remind, coerce, and torture yourself into putting forth effort. Let's take a step back. Did you get to work on time today? Did you get the kids to their activities on time? Did you get dinner on the table and cut the grass and do the laundry and all the other stuff you needed to do? Of course you did. Why? You didn't really have a choice. Choices present a huge obstacle to meeting our objectives. They deplete our willpower to pick long-term gratification over short-term gratification. As Dr. Travis Bradbury, author of Emotional Intelligence 2.0, writes, "Even though we don't always realize it, as the day goes on, we have increased difficulty exerting self-control and focusing on our work. As self-control wears out, we feel tired and find tasks to be more difficult, and our mood sours." Having too many choices is also a problem. In a classic study, psychologists Sheena Iyengar and Mark Lepper set up a display table with 24 varieties of gourmet jam at an upscale food market. Those who sampled the spreads received a coupon for $1 off any jam. On another day, shoppers saw a similar table, except that only 6 varieties of jam were on display. The large display attracted more interest than the small one, but when the time came to purchase, people who had seen the large display were 1/10 as likely to buy as people who had seen the small display. Choices are a problem because choices force you to decide what you want to do. What happens when you turn "I want to" into "I have to"? You make it to work on time. Punctuality is non-negotiable. Getting to work on time is not a goal, it's a task. So is making dinner. You have no choice. So is taking care of your kids. It's non-negotiable. Going to the gym, on the other hand, is a goal. We may want to work out, but we don't have to work out. You don't make it to the gym because you can negotiate, if only with yourself, and make other choices. That's why the power of routine, something we'll look at in detail later, is so important. When you create a routine, embrace that routine, and see the results of that routine, you stop negotiating with yourself. You see your routine as a task, in the best possible way. Your routine isn't something you choose to do, it's just what you do. And you stop making choices that don't support your goals. Best of all, you stop having to look back and wonder why you didn't follow through on your plans, and why you're still stuck in the same place you've always been. To reach a goal, don't focus on the goal. Let's use me as an example again. I'm the poster child for lessons learned and cautionary tales. I love setting huge goals. Unfortunately, my huge goals don't always love me back. In my 20s, I thought it would be cool to run a marathon. I didn't have a burning desire to be a runner. I just imagined all the admiring glances I'd receive when I regaled people with my New York City marathon stories. The first day of training, I jogged about 2 miles. The next day, I jogged 2 more. The third day was really hot. I tweaked my ankle when I sidestepped a chihuahua with an attitude, and after I finally limped home, I plopped down on the front steps of my house and thought, "Crap, I can barely run 2 miles. How will I ever run 26 miles? That's impossible." And I gave up. Of course, you could say I quit because my goal didn't have sufficient personal meaning. And in some ways, you would be right. It's really hard to overcome challenges and setbacks when you don't care enough. Or worse, when what you care most about is what other people will think. But caring, though important, is rarely sufficient. Millions of people sincerely care about their careers or their health or their families or the environment or politics or a social cause, and yet they still give up long before they manage to achieve a meaningful goal. Instead, the main problem with setting a huge goal lies much less with caring and much more in two simple words: here and there. The distance from here, where you start, to there, where you someday want to be, is too great, especially at the beginning.